For almost a year now, since before the New Hampshire presidential primary, WBUR's Morning Edition has been speaking with panels of battleground New Hampshire voters, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. This morning, with just days to go before Election Day, we chose one voter from each group to speak with us one more time. They are Dan Innes, a Republican, professor of marketing and hospitality management at the University of New Hampshire, Melanie LeVake, a Democratic state senator from Brookline, New Hampshire, and Sheridan Brown of Grantham, an attorney and ex-Republican who now identifies as independent. Brown says he left the Republican Party during the rise of Donald Trump in 2015 and now plans to vote for Joe Biden.
The biggest issue for me from a policy standpoint is two of them, transparency and the environment. We're, you know, at a crisis point with climate change. We've got to do something. And we're not going to get better policy until we start having a lot more transparency in campaign finance and in governance. And that just doesn't seem like an area where the Republican Party wants to work anymore.
Melanie, you've been a Biden supporter since the beginning of the primary back in 2019. Explain why.
Well, first of all, I think that Vice President Biden has a steady hand. He's been in the job before as vice president, so he's seen up close how the White House runs. For me, having that experience was very important.
Dan, you're a Trump supporter, as you've said. Explain why you think he's done a good job.
You know, when you look at the economy pre-COVID, unemployment was at historic lows, and we were absolutely reasserting our economic might on the world stage. I think the president was doing a pretty good job overall in dealing with trade issues and trying to bring manufacturing back to America. He did those things that he said he would do. Most politicians don't. And then the pandemic comes. And I love the way the Democrats try to pin the current economic difficulties on the president. I'm sorry, this is due to a pandemic that originated in China. This virus has a mind of its own. And quite frankly, I'm tired of people blaming President Trump for COVID.
Sheridan?
Yeah, I want to back up from COVID and go back to this list of great accomplishments that Dan ticked off. We had a president that inherited a fantastic economy, you know, but one of his first acts was a big tax cut for billionaires, juiced the economy with a lot of regulatory rollbacks that are just going to mean more costs for us later down the road for environmental damage that's going to happen. And we've done lasting damage with this pandemic because of a failure to control it. Would we have made it the perfect normal where everybody could have gone out? Probably not. But with some smart measures and listening to the scientists, we could have certainly gotten the curve down to a lot lower point. So when we hit this surge that everybody predicted was coming in the fall, we'd be starting from a lower base.
All right, let's talk about the racial justice protests, which continue to roil parts of America. Protesters fighting for racial justice continue to take to the streets in recent days in New York City and in Philadelphia, where the National Guard was called out following protests over the police shooting of a black man. Protests turned violent. Police officers were injured. Storefronts were broken into. What do we make of it? Melanie?
There is no excuse and there is no justification for rioting and destroying buildings. These are other people's property. Whoever it is should be prosecuted. But more importantly, you know, this whole idea of people of color, black men and women and children being killed, being treated more aggressively is something that's been going on for 400 years since black people came as enslaved people. And it seems like others are upset that we're trying to bring attention to this. I personally have been working on the Judiciary Committee, the Bail Commission, police reform legislation, and working closely with law enforcement to try to work on police reform. You know, I want to be a bridge builder here, but I see that our country is really in distress.
Dan?
You know, protesting about the actual action, taking to the streets to peacefully protest about it, I think everybody supports that. But this isn't the answer. Violence is not the answer.
The Department of Homeland Security recently released a report characterizing white nationalism as a major domestic terrorism threat. Sheridan, do you see any signs of this in New Hampshire?
I do, actually. I live over in Sullivan County, New Hampshire, and it is not uncommon to drive to the grocery store and encounter one or more properties or vehicles that are flying a Trump flag and a Confederate flag. And it's a logical extension of this administration and its rhetoric and embracing these white supremacist elements and trying to turn this into a law and order issue when it's fully understandable to me why people would be angry at this point. I'm angry. And I haven't even faced that sort of discrimination over the years that folks in the Black community and other minority communities have. So it's upsetting to me when people dismiss it as just, you know, looting and rioting. Sure, that stuff is wrong. But, you know, this is something that has long needed to be addressed. And we had this president come in and just make it worse.
Dan Innes, a lot of the president's messaging in the past few months really has been to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the election, calling universal mail-in voting a scam that'll lead to widespread fraud, saying the only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. Do you think conservatives and progressives can find any common ground in the results?
Absolutely. Look, we lived through 2000, right? And we remember what it's like to take a long time to get to a result. If Vice President Biden wins this election and it appears there are no improprieties with any of the voting, I think every one of us is going to accept that result. That's what we do as Americans. I think the concern is that some of these states are conducting the balloting in ways that may not protect the integrity of the vote. I'm hopeful that everything will be fine and that it will work. And if Vice President Biden wins, then as I did with President Obama, I'll consider him my president and I'll wish him well because we all need our president to do well.
Sheridan, do you think the results are going to end up in court?
It would not surprise me because the president has once again set himself a safety valve in his pledge that's tied to purely a subjective standard of his own. So even if it's a wide margin, I think they will litigate and try and exclude as many votes as they can, exclude all the ones that they haven't been able to exclude on the front end through voter suppression efforts. So I have no doubt it'll end up in court.
That was Sheridan Brown, an attorney and independent voter from Grantham, New Hampshire. We also spoke with Melanie Levake, Democratic state senator in New Hampshire from Brookline, New Hampshire, and Dan Innes, a professor of marketing and hospitality management at the University of New Hampshire.